Next set, first question, 10 seconds. Give the two main sources that contribute to background radiation we all receive or are exposed to in our environment on Earth. So there are two main sources. I'm sure you know the first one, but you are struggling with the second one. The first one is cosmic rays, right? So cosmic rays. And the second one is natural radioactivity of certain radioisotopes in the soil. Example is radon, right? Radon, radium, potassium 40. Okay? So two main sources of radiation. Next. Sound keeps fluctuating. Ten seconds. Between the molecules of aspirin and paracetamol, two common analgesics, the following functional groups can be identified. Indicate which drug has which functional group or groups. These are 1, ester, 2, amide, 3, phenol, and 4, carboxylic acid. Yes. Right.
Paracetamol.
That can be the answer. Who else rang? Yeah, go ahead, Otumfo.
Paracetamol has the amide functional group. The aspirin has the ester functional group. The aspirin also has the carboxylic functional group, and the paracetamol has the phenol functional group.
Yes. A flask contains 0.200 mole of nitrogen gas, 0.100 mole of oxygen gas, and 0.300 mole of argon gas at a total pressure of 240 kilopascal. How many moles of oxygen gas must be added to the flask to raise the total pressure to 300 kilopascal? Yes, Eden.
0.100 mole.
That's incorrect. Did anyone else ring? Did you ring? Go ahead.
0.150 moles.
Yes. Questions, 10 seconds each. First question. point on the thermodynamic scale. Yes, Eden.
0.0 Kelvin.
No, that's yes, right.
273.156 Kelvin.
No. Yes.
273.15 Kelvin.
Yes.
Because of the high latent heat of vaporization of the steam, accompanied with the high specific heat capacity of the of water. So when water is poured on the body, the only amount of heat which is felt as pain is the heat needed to change the temperature. Whereas when steam is poured on the body, the amount of heat which is felt as pain is the amount of heat needed to convert 0 degrees Celsius. The amount of heat needed to convert the steam to water as the latent heat of vaporization, together with the amount of heat that water will require to change temperature. Hence, a higher amount of heat is released when steam is a higher amount of heat is released when steam is poured on the body than water when hot water is poured on the body.
Yes. Of the round, last one. Why does a bird perching on a live? Yes,
and
Eden.
Potential difference. This is because
the potential difference between the feet of the bird is and the electric cable is not high enough to cause electrocution or a fatal electrocution of the bird. So the potential difference is small to affect the bird or cause the death of the bird.
Okay. All right. So these last two questions, I have a comment. Those of you listening, you know, we've been talking about doing practicals, but these are two very dangerous experiments. So I want to give a disclaimer. Do not try them at home. don't check at home whether steam burns. Steam burns are more painful than water burns. Please don't do it at home. And certainly don't go and stand on live wires. Okay? Take our word for it. That brings us to the end of the second round.
Joy 99.7 FM.
Different schools with one agenda but different claims to fame. One on a mission to prove it's 7-11 God. The other wants to glorify the living God. And the third to live up to its name.
SCP. Ewo tema shahel. Ewo na fatri kesienu esi. And you know, pavement blocks, boss and kasa and kasa. And I did this in game, Pierano, Oko Shahira, SCP, Ebemobi. Some person will soon die, now put on good concrete. And you have to go to cement, Yako Pabu, Akopania, Ofre SCP, car the concrete, I'm messing the down with quality. Cement warm, on the good camera amount. So what am I? A Fienya, Dodoa, a flower, bong, and in Patemu Nara, your office. I was Printers Road, Yali Papaya Restaurant, in the Dimfe Dimu.
Fred SCP was 0501-672-608. Anna toll free number 0800-626-262.
Bottle, same irresistible taste. Available in your nearest shop.
This advert is FDA approved.
In Ghana, hey!
At the end of the second round, Keta Senior High Technical School has 13 points. Grandpa College has 21 points. Presbyterian Boys Secondary School has 26 points. At stake in this round is the Prudential Life Insurance NSMQ Star. The NSMQ Star, it's an award that goes to any school that earns a perfect score of 10 points in this round, which has the problem of the day. At the grand finale, the Prudential Life Insurance NSMQ Star is worth 4,000 Ghana cedis to your team. So I hope you'll be working really hard to grab the NSMQ Star. Is that all right? Good. So round three has the problem of the day. The problem of the day is a single question to all three schools. From the time I ask you to begin, you will have 4 minutes to present your solution to the problem of the day on the monitors behind you. As mentioned, the problem of the day is worth 10 points. please rise, face the audience. Now you may pick up the sheet so that we can read the problem of the day together. Problem of the day. A rectangular block of wood of mass 0.40 kilogram and density 640 kilogram per meter cubed floats on a liquid of density 980 kilogram per meter cubed. When a piece of rock is placed on top of the block, it floats with its top surface level with the surface of the liquid. Find the volume of the block and the mass of the piece of rock. Contestants, this is your problem of the day. You may now begin.
Competition is tight. Things are getting very tense and exciting. Right now, we are ongoing is round three, and they're solving the problem of the day. As usual, the 2021 National Science and Maths Quiz is produced by Primetime Limited and sponsored by the Ghana Education Service in partnership with APSA Ghana. The broadcast of the National Science and Maths Quiz on Joint Use is supported by Cowbell, our milk, high in protein and vitamins. Papa's Pizza, taste it, love it. Ace Medical Insurance, the new face of health financing. Tampico, simply irresistible. DBA Industries Limited, we truly are your roof experts. Kings Group Limited, set a standard. You listen, love learning. Kingdom Books and Stationery, your number one stop shop for all office essentials and stationery. Dole Yogurt, more, I need more. Smart App, children's security, parents' convenience. Nyamidwa Apartments, the future of living. We're also live on Hits 103.9 FM, Joy 99.7 FM, also on Love 99.5 FM. Also on our YouTube, it's Joy News Live. Let's go, let's link up to our reporter on the ground at Prosek. That is Michael Ashali. And Michael, I understand that there's lights out there. what's happening? Explain the situation to our viewers and our listeners.
Yeah, hello, Maps. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear.
Great. So we are currently in the dining hall of Presbyterian Boys Secondary School, one of the two dining halls here. And all across campus, the lights are out. A quick check outside, and the weather is a bit wet. Lots of clouds outside this evening. I don't believe the reason for the lights out, but the energy in the room right now, that's something where the boys are going to be giving up on what they were here to do. They're still chanting, like you can get from the background. They're still chanting. You're wondering, how are they following on this particular competition as is happening? Well, some of them have resorted to Joy FM, knowing that Joy FM is transmitting live the contest as well. So some of them have resorted to radio, but majority of them are actually looking forward to hearing commentary from some of their friends. kids are here and they are not leaving until they are done with the contest today. I've been talking to some of them. They are still in high hopes that they are going to win. Though in the beginning of the second round, they lost some of the points. They are still holding on to their hope that they are going to serve a living God at the end of the day. I mean, you can hear from them in the background. I mean, let me talk to some of them. That it's light out. You should be going out by now. Why?
Yeah, we are energetic. This shows that our blood is blue. Our blood is blue and our color is blue. And this makes us more energetic. And so far as God is our hope and strength, and where God, all things are possible.
Oh, he says,
yeah, the body.
There's something we say. Illuminated with the beam of lumen. In the lab, we shall still see light. Illuminated with the beam of
But this is darkness. This is dark. Yeah, you see.
In the light. In the space. In the light, we shall still see light. Illuminated with the beam of lumen.
Yes.
And in the so, yes, that is the motto of the school. Illuminated with the beam of lumen. In the light. All right. So, we are still here at the President Boys Secondary School. I know that for sure that in Prempe College has similar light out. So, Erastus, if you can hear me, can you tell me the exact situation in Kumasi at the moment?
As you can see, is an empty auditorium where we were watching the finals, the grand finale of the Science and Math quiz from here. But all the students have moved out because there's a power outage here for the past 40 minutes. Power here has been taken off, and so they are now trying to fix a power generator to be able to allow the students to get hooked onto the science and maths quiz. But as we speak now, all the students have walked over to the other side, outside. There is much activity there. Let me take you out and see what is happening on the campus of the Prempe College as we speak. All the students have moved to the other end where there is light. Massive. They are on the streets, some of them a couple of minutes ago. In support of their colleagues at the KNUST.
Seems like we are experiencing some technical difficulties in Kumasi. We'll try to get back to Erastus Asadonko. Let me go to Maxwell Ababai in Keta. Maxwell, what's happening?
TV watching what is going on all the way from coming from Best of Science and Technology. Here at the auditorium itself, you see the Katastrans, the Jolalians singing. They say they are not losing hope yet, they've not lost hope yet. They're hoping to make it. Let me talk to some of them. What's your name? What's your name?
My name is Lakoba John, a teacher in Katasco.
Okay. Katasco is behind, it's the third school now. You're singing, are you hoping that you'll be able to?
We believe in God and we know that God will make a way. We know that until the bones are rotting, we are not giving up. We know that until the final round is rounded, we are not giving up. And we know we'll win the contest.
Okay.
Yes.
You know, the gap is quite huge. It's a huge gap.
The gap job is not a matter. It's a matter of looking at what is ahead of you. And if you know your mistakes, what is ahead of you, you'll be able to what? To surmount the mountain. You'll be able to break the mountain. That is what we are looking at. Yes.
So what are your expectations?
My expectation is nothing but the best. We are going to win. I am still having the hope that Kitasco is going to carry the day. Because they never believed that Kitasco could read the final. Kitasco was underrated as underdogs. But I know at the end of the day, Kitasco will crown a winner. We are not giving up.
Okay. Well, looks like the singing will continue here. Let's speak to some of the students. Let's find out from them. Whether they have hope. What's your name?
Abiji Israel.
Great. Now, Kitasco is the third school now. But you guys are singing. The problem of the day is ongoing. How optimistic are you that you'll be able to come from behind to lift this rope?
Oh, okay. There's a saying that the presence brings God down to do the wonders. Okay. So we are praising God to bring him down to do his wonders. And we being the last, there's a saying that the last shall be the first and the first shall be the last. So we are optimistic that we are going to be the first. Amen.
But the gap is quite huge.
Listen, sir.
The gap is huge.
You said?
The gap is huge.
Oh, the gap doesn't matter in doing wonders for God.
Well, so we're still coming to you live from the Kenta City High Technical School. Spontaneous singing here at the Kenta City High Technical School. Quite shocking though. Kenta City High Technical School is not in the lead. They are not second in this contest. They are third. But the students here and their teachers are hopeful that they're going to win the contest at the end of the round, at the end of the competition. Now, just some minutes ago, we had a school chaplain standing here and telling all of them to bow down their heads in prayer. They prayed, and then the spontaneous worship session started here. They're hoping for a miracle to happen. We'll only get to know whether that will happen after the fifth round. It's getting uncontrollable. Let me speak to you.
All right, so that's Maxwell Agwaba. He is at Kita Senior High Technical School. Earlier, Prasek and Prempe had lights out, but the lights are back at Prasek. I'm going to go back to Erastus Osaridonko, and he is at Prempe College. Erastus Osaridonko, we lost you for a bit. Please tell us how the students are faring, how the vibe is, what's going on.
Have power at the moment. Their spirits are not down. They are still up here, and they tell us that they still have hope of winning this contest for the school. And that's how they've gathered around. I'll try to just get some feedback from them. How are you feeling at the moment? Share that with me.
Honestly, I should say we are heated.
Yes.
Because with the speed race, you could see that our boys were coming. Yes. They were doing it.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden, the lights went out.
Yes. Yes.
And right now, we don't have anything as to whether it's coming soon or something. But right now, we are heated. We want to know what's happening.
Yes.
So we are working around. Yes.
Okay, so go back. Just spread around, let's talk. Spread around, let's talk. Spread around. So from the little that you've watched up to this point when the power went off, how do you see the contest so far?
Well, the contest has been good. It has been very exciting. As our motto goes, we are here to glorify God, and then we are here for the field trophy. And the field trophy is coming here. It's coming home.
Prasek is not a school. It's coming home.
The Prasek, they hold the motto, in the light we shall see light. We are here as an amount for, we are saying that in the darkness we shall see light.
Not defeated in any way. Their spirits are still up, though they do not have power. Back to you in the studios.
And as you can see on your screens, or for our listeners, let me try explain to you. So we have four boxes live on our screens. One box live in Keta, and I can see the doing the Bobobo dance. Right, yes. And in Prosek, they were also jubilating. Prempeh College, I can't see much because it's lights out. And we are back at the auditorium. It seems like the Prosek boys are very excited. They're making a noise. I can see some of the seniors and the teachers asking the students to calm down and lower their voices. And I can see they're very excited. They serve a living God. That's the number they are, you know, showing to us, 777, in hopes that they will get the 7th National Science and Maths Quiz trophy. I see another senior there. I just saw a placard, Blue Magicians. Now says another one says their blood is blue. They are serving a living God. So we are the Blue Magicians. Very exciting stuff happening at the premises of the KNUST. And remember, we're live on Joy 99.7 FM, on Love 99.5 FM, on Hits 103.9 FM, also on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We're joining you on TV. We're also on Joy Prime, on all our social media handles. That's what's going on. The whole Ghana is seated, and we're waiting, and we're very excited to see what is going to happen. Is it going to be a God of wonders? Is it going to be a glorified God, or it is going to be a serving living God? Remember, the 2021 National Science and Maths Quiz is produced by Primetime Limited and sponsored by the Ghana Education Service in partnership with APSA Ghana. The broadcast of the National Science and Maths Quiz on Joy News is supported by Cowbell, our milk, high in protein and vitamins. Papa's Pizza, taste it, love it. Ace Medical Insurance, the new face of health financing. Tampico, simply irresistible. DBS Industries Limited, we truly are your roof experts. King's Group Limited, set a standard. You listen, love learning. Kingdom Books and Stationery, your number one stop shop for all office essentials and stationery. Dole Yogurt, more, I need more. Smart App, children's security, parents' convenience. Nyamidwa Apartments, the future of living. On your screens right now is Keta SHTS. They are at the auditorium. They are very excited. I can see that they're, you know, doing some jama. If we can just get a sound up a bit for that jama for our audience on the radio.
During the round, I have been advised to allow Prempeh College to complete the 15 seconds left. Please, timekeeper, 15 seconds to do whatever you were doing. Now, please, now.
audience. There was a technical hitch that made Prempeh College start 15 seconds late. So what the quiz mistress did was give them 15 seconds to write whatever they needed to write, and that's why there was a bit of commotion. So the quiz mistress is seated right now, and she is calculating the results, and we'll see who will lead the pack. At end of round two, we know that Prosek Legon was leading with 26, Prempeh College was at 21, and Keta SHTS was sitting at number 13. So I'm looking at one of the Prempeh boys. In fact, I'm looking at Otumfo right now, and he looks very nervous because he keeps on swinging in his chair. And obviously, we know at semifinals, he was trending. People were behind him, but he got sick. He had to, you know, stand out.
The contestants have presented their answers. Before I award the points, let's look at the suggested solution from the consultants. This is a problem in physics. So we are told that there is a rectangular block of wood. It has a mass of 0.40 kilogram and density 640 kilogram per meter cubed. And it's floating on a liquid of density 980 kilogram per meter cubed. Now, when a piece of rock is placed on top of this block, it floats with the top surface, level with the surface of the liquid. And contestants were to find two things. First, the volume of the block, and then the mass of the piece of rock. All right. So the volume of the block is its mass divided by its density. So you take the volume, and it's equal to the mass of the block divided by the density. We know both of these values. So we take 0.40 kilogram and divide by 640 kilogram per meter cubed. If you do that and do the calculation, you should arrive at 6.25 times 10 to the power negative 4 meter cubed. If you are thinking about significant figures and presentation of answer, and you went ahead and told me 6.3 times 10 to the negative 4 meter cubed, I would still accept it. And for getting this far, 4 points. Now, when it floats with this top surface level with the liquid, the volume of liquid displaced is just the volume of the block. So the mass of the liquid displaced is equal to the volume multiplied by the density of the liquid. So we take the mass multiplied by the density of the liquid divided by the density. The other density. So we will get 6.25, and I'm using the 6.25 because round off errors, right? So I'll use the 6.25 times 10 raised to the power negative 4 meter cubed times 980 kilogram per meter cubed. You should arrive at 0.6125 kilogram. Okay. This, you have to know exactly what you have found, because this, by Archimedes' principle, must equal the sum of the masses of the block and the rock. It's not just one of them, it's both of them. Okay? So this value is for the mass of the block and the rock. So the mass of the rock, which is what we want to find, is the mass of the liquid minus the mass of the block. We know both now. So we take the 0.6125 kilogram and subtract the 0.40 kilogram, and we should arrive at 0.21 kilogram to two significant figures. All right, so application of Archimedes' principle. All right, so if you are able to calculate for the mass of the liquid, the 0.6125 kilogram, I offer 3 more marks. And then if you arrive at the final answer after applying Archimedes, you get another 3 points, making a total of 10 points. This was the suggested solution from the consultants. Now, contestants, Keta,
you were able to calculate for the first part the volume of the block. You were able to calculate for that. That gave you 4 points. And then you went ahead and did the calculation. You did get the 0.61. You rounded it off to 0.62, but you didn't see the value of what you had calculated. You didn't see it. I will still give you the 3 points, giving you a total of 7 out of 10. Presbyterian boys, you calculated for the volume, 4 points. Then you went ahead and calculated for the total mass, right? That is worth 3 points. But you were not able to complete this problem. You set up the equation, but you were not able to complete it. And so you also have 7 out of 10. This is where my conflict begins, Prempeh College. The reason being, you locked up your screen. To give you the extra 15 seconds. Anyway, after you were given the time, you were able to produce all the right answers.
in Ghana, hair means a lot of things. When you see that beautiful car you've always dreamed about.
Yes, the fourth generation.
Or when you can't believe that unimaginable twirly your friend is telling you. But the hair of all hairs is that heavenly feel when you bite a slice of Papa's pizza.
Papa's pizza. Taste it, love it.
Pizza.
Papa's pizza. Taste it, love it.
Hello, everyone.
School has 20 points. Prempeh College has 31 points. And Presbyterian Boys Secondary School has 33 points. Before we begin the next round, Senior High Technical School would like to effect a substitution. Francisca, it's been a pleasure having you. All the best. James Lutrot. Will begin soon. Presbyterian Boys Secondary School would also like to effect a substitution. Otunfo, it's been a pleasure having you. Best wishes. Thank you. Otumfuo is Joel Yaira Abuaje. I would like to invite a member of the PRESEC 2020 winning team to retain our trophy, Mr. Benjamin Kwansa Nketsia. Where are you? You and thank you for returning the trophy. Contestants, have you seen the trophy? This is why we are here, an opportunity to lift this trophy, right? So let me encourage you to work even harder so that you can take that trophy home. All right? Best wishes to everyone. Round four. In this round, I'm going to be presenting you with statements. When you receive a statement, please consider the statement very carefully and let me know whether it's true or false. If you are right, 2 points. If you are incorrect, you lose a precious point. You may choose not to respond, in which case that statement is available to the two remaining schools. A school may ring and attempt an answer. If right, 2 full points. If not, there's a penalty, 1 point. Best wishes once again. This time I'm starting with you, Prempeh College. Your statement. The first ionization potential of magnesium is lower than that of aluminium. Evans?
False.
You're right. Presbyterian boys. Oxygen and nitrogen both have higher first ionization energies than carbon, but oxygen has a lower ionization energy than nitrogen. Joel?
It's a true statement.
It is. Keta, just like the main group elements, the first ionization energies of the transition elements decrease down each group. Right?
True.
No, it's a false statement. For the next set, I have a preamble to all schools. Preamble. Indicate whether the following are true or false with respect to the reasons why it is difficult to design a vaccine for viruses with high mutation rates, such as the cold and flu viruses. I hope you got the preamble. Once again, indicate whether the following are true or false with respect to the reasons why it is difficult to design a vaccine for viruses with high mutation rate, such as the cold and flu viruses. All right, Prempeh College, many protein fragments are represented so that the immune system overreacts. Evans?
False.
Yes. Tend to be unstable and deteriorate over time. Joel.
Bruce, me teachers. It's a false statement.
Yes. Quickly, meaning that any cures or vaccines made for a specific virus may quickly become obsolete. Lutrot.
True.
Yes. Rational number 5 over 8 is less than the rational number 7 over 11. Evans?
True.
Yes. The rational number 7 over 15. Is less than the rational number 8 over 17. Joel?
It's a true statement.
Yes. The rational number 4 over 7. It's less than the rational number 7 over 13. Yes, Bright?
True.
No, that's a false statement. Electrostatic field is a conservative field. Yes, Evans?
True.
Yes. The electric field is a conservative field. Joel?
Teachers. It's a true statement.
No. Gravitational field is a conservative field. Lutrot.
True.
Yes. In the conversion of an alkane into an alkanol, only one hydrogen atom is lost from the molecule. Evans?
False.
Yes. turn of an alkane into an alkanone. Only two hydrogen atoms are lost from the molecule. Joel?
It's a true statement.
Yes. Keta. In the conversion of an alkane into a terminal alkanoic acid, only three hydrogen atoms are lost from the molecule. Lutrot?
False.
You're right. Analogous structures are structures found in different species that have similar functions resulting from natural selection. Evans?
True.
Yes. Homologous structures are structures found in different species that have similar anatomical forms resulting from a common ancestor. Joel?
Same species. It is a true statement.
Yes. Of homologous structures are the quotation marks arms of three different mammals, a human, a bat, and a whale. Lutrot?
True.
Yes. I have a preamble to all schools. Preamble. For a natural number n to be divisible by 18, do you get the preamble? Again? For a natural number n to be divisible by 18, Premier College, it is necessary that n is divisible by 6. Evans?
True.
Yes. With the same preamble. Sufficient that n is even and divisible by 9. Joel?
It's a true statement.
Yes. With the same preamble. It is necessary that n is divisible by 12. Yes, Bright?
False.
Yes. Last set of statements. Last set. Prempeh College. A hydrogen atom in the 6H state can have an orbital angular momentum quantum number of 7. Evans?
False.
Yes. A hydrogen atom in the 6H state can have an orbital angular momentum quantum number of 6. Joel?
False. It's a false statement.
Yes. Last statement. A hydrogen atom in the 6H state can have a magnetic quantum number of negative 5. Lutrot?
False.
No, that's a true statement. And that's the end of the fourth round.